The cybernetic version of the newest translation of the Bible is selling briskly, SRN's George Bonzani reports.
The new NIV Bible e-book has topped Apple's iBookstore chart, made the top 100 in Amazon's Kindle store, and is among the top 25 e-books in Barnes & Noble's Nook bookstore. It's the first time in the history of the printed word that a Bible has been made available first online. A printed version of the new NIV is due out in the spring. The popular NIV was first published in 1978 and revised in 1984. There have been no changes in it until now. George Bonzani, SRN News.
If you and a bunch of your friends are planning to bus into Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life, this is for you. Students for Life of America and 40 Days for Life have produced a DVD specifically for pro-life advocates who will descend upon the nation's capital later this month. The disc is designed to help motivate and train pro-life advocates while they ride. This is SRN News. The president has resubmitted the names of 42 judicial nominees, including some controversial ones.
The president resubmitted the nominations because the Senate did not act on them during the lame duck session of Congress. Four of those nominees were previously opposed by Senate Republicans in committee during the previous session of Congress, including Goodwin Liu. The associate dean of the UC Berkeley School of Law was nominated for a seat on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, but Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee deemed him to be too liberal to serve on the court and labeled him as an activist nominee. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
And archaeologists have unearthed six missing pieces from a 3,400-year-old colossal double statue of a powerful pharaoh and his queen. The Supreme Council of Antiquities said in a statement yesterday the fragments of the statue of Amenhotep III and his queen were discovered on the west bank of the Nile in the southern city of Luxor. With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington.
The content of the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. Now, it's time for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week, we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Call in between 12:30 and 1 p.m. on Sundays and present your case to our experts. To get involved with today's clinic, call now in Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now, our host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
The Focus on Females Radio Health Care Clinic is on, and we thank you for listening. Today we're tackling Orthotics Will Change Your Life with guest expert Greg Bauer of the West Coast Brace and Limb. But first, this radio show and the free annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium, now the largest in the country with over 1,000 women attending during each of our last two events, and a combined 7,500 hours of education during those two symposia, is supported by the not-for-profit Focus on Females Education Foundation, whose mission is to create an interactive, dynamic, community-based healthcare safety net, making you an expert on your personal medical needs. The result? Better partnering with your existing doctor, leading to more effective office visits, faster results, and a reduced economic burden of avoidable medical and emergency care. We save lives and protect families through the immediate impact of direct with the expert health education. And if you want to learn more about Focus on Females, in fact, we're gearing up now for our 6th annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium, which will be March the 12th, Saturday, March the 12th at the Tampa Convention Center. You can go to our website. We encourage you to go to our website at focusonfemales.com, and there you'll see the agenda for that day and the list of seminars, as well as fitness classes, chair massages, and other exciting events going on that day. It's all free. All free. Everything we do for with Focus on Females is free. So we encourage you to go to the website. It is being updated. And next week, we'll be able to register. We do encourage you to register to save a seat in the seminars that you wish to attend. So that's focusonfemales.com. And if you want to learn even more about Focus on Females and follow us, pick up a copy of the Tampa Bay Women's Newspaper. It's free and can be found at over 3,000 Tampa Bay area locations, such as medical offices, health clubs, specialty organic grocery stores, and so forth. The articles I write for that newspaper are educational, informational, and resourceful. So today we're talking about orthotics and some of the misconceptions about orthotics, some of what orthotics can do for you. And with me is Greg Bauer. And Greg, first I'd like to welcome you today to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you very much.
Greg is a certified and licensed prosthetist and orthotist and president of West Coast Brace and Limb, a family-owned company here in Tampa since 1981. He received his Bachelor of Science degree in Entrepreneurial Studies from Babson College in 1995, going on to Cal State University, where he received degrees in both orthotics and prosthetics. He specializes in upper extremity prosthetics, specifically with myoelectrics and silicone restoration. He has an active presence within the community as a board member to Amputees Together of Florida, as well as participating on the advisory board at St. Petersburg College for orthotics and prosthetics. Greg also provides community lectures throughout the Tampa Bay area to occupational and physical therapists, as well as other allied health professionals. And so we're very excited about this topic. I don't know personally much about it myself, and so this is going to be educational for me as well. And I guess we ought to first begin with our definitions. What is orthotics, and how does it differ from prosthetics?
You know, that's a funny question, because a lot of times when I tell people what I do, orthotics and prosthetics, they think I'm dealing with the teeth a lot of the time. So an actual prosthetics is basically when we're dealing with a limb loss due to peripheral vascular disease, diabetes. We'll go ahead and make an artificial limb and help them walk again or provide them with a new arm. Orthotically, what it is that we brace these individuals due to a skeletal or muscular deficiency.
Okay. So right off the bat, those are two stark differences in what prosthetics is, what prosthetics are, and what orthotics are. And so orthotics, could that be, as you mentioned, that braces the existing tissue. It's not replacing tissue or limbs like a prosthetic.
No, absolutely not. It's basically giving support and stability to whatever the affected part is.
And so many people may be using an orthotic presently without even realizing that it's called an orthotic when they put an insole in their shoe.
Yep, absolutely.
And would that be perhaps the most commonly thought of orthotic?
Yeah, when people think of orthotics, normally they think of a foot orthotic, and actually that's maybe 5-10% of our business and what we do. But yeah, with the foot orthotics, I mean, obviously the foot is a major component to how we feel. It can affect our knees, it can affect our hip joints, our back. So it is always important that we start with a good footwear.
So that's very important. The fact that if a foot is flat, for example, or some other type of deformity of a foot, a person could develop symptoms in their back or maybe even their neck and not even realize that the foot is the cause of the problem. And I could speak to even within my own family, someone had that experience and had been going for years and years to different doctors without it being properly diagnosed, when ultimately it was just the need for a foot insole. In this particular case, the hips were of different heights.
Yep, that's leg length discrepancies can be affected. Just a foot, like you said, flat feet. Another common diagnosis is plantar fasciitis.
Now that's very common in athletes, isn't it?
It's very common. Bone spurs, things like that. A high arch where their arch is collapsing. So, I mean, things like this that, again, we start with a good footwear, number one. And then number two, as we diagnose and evaluate the foot, we can determine which type of foot orthotic is most important. Now, there's many different types of foot orthotics. There's the ones that you can buy in a store, and those are the ones that I would suggest you starting with just to get off and see if that's going to take care of it. But if it doesn't, then you might have to go to a custom custom foot orthotic.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you mentioned that a high arch can actually cause a problem as well. I guess so an arch, I guess depending upon the size of the individual, the height, the size, the weight, an arch is an ideal arch, and if it's flatter than ideal, or if it's too arched, these can both cause problems.
Exactly. If you've got a flat foot, you're going to have internal bowing of the knee, perhaps knock knee. You can develop pains throughout your shins, and then obviously if you have a high arch, that's when the plantar fasciitis can occur, where you're basically stretching that ligament on the bottom of the foot. So we need to provide an arch that accommodates that high arch, so you're not collapsing.
Hmm. And can a person can develop muscle cramping if they're not properly provided an orthotic for the particular foot problem?
Cramping, spasming, shin splints, just overall leg pain, mm-hmm. Foot pain, and we all know when you're not comfortable on the feet, that's going to affect your whole body.
Absolutely. Okay, so now tell us about custom orthotics. Let's start with the feet and move beyond the foot. Obviously, trying the store-bought. The store-bought are usually soft orthotics, are they not?
Yeah, they're pretty much accommodative.
Which is considered soft when they're accommodative?
Yeah, it's a common neoprene material, perhaps, with a little with a rigid support inside there. It's a standard one. It doesn't really conform to your foot in particular. So that's at that point, if that's not enough for you, then we do recommend you coming in and getting a prescription from a doctor to have us provide you with a custom orthosis.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do in order to evaluate for a custom is we'll go ahead and watch the individual walk, see what's going on with their gait, which is them walking. And then we'll go ahead and actually cast the individual. And at that point, we take it back to our fab and we hand sculpt it and accommodate that arch, accommodate whatever the diagnosis is. And then basically mm-hmm. with the foot orthotic, we're realigning the foot to put it into a neutral alignment.
Okay.
Once we do that, hopefully we can correct everything else, the knees, the hips, the back pain and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense of, and I'll come back to the actual production of it, but do you have a sense that if someone puts in an orthotic, a foot insole, a shoe insole, that over time that the height of that insole may need to change? Or once it's corrected with a certain thickness of insole, that would be the same thickness for years and years?
No, foot orthotics are just like your shoe. I mean, they're going to wear out over time and they're going to compress out. And hopefully your foot is, I mean, if we're realigning your foot, we might have to come back in a year and reevaluate how your foot has changed from wearing that foot orthosis. So it's not something that is one time and that's it. You're going to have to constantly come back. But it's always important that you do come back and make sure that the foot orthosis is still doing what it was initially.
So in other words, the skeletal system that when we think of the bony, our bones and the attachments, the ligaments, that changes over time. So which is, I think, what you're getting at, that at some point, periodically, it needs to be reevaluated. You may need a different angle or shape of the orthotic, even though it was helping you at one moment. 6 months, a year later, with a change in our skeletal system, need to be modified.
That's right. We can, it's called posting. So somebody will come back with a foot orthosis, and perhaps we've corrected something, and they're exhibiting a different or portraying a different type of gait that we have to correct. And what we'll do is post it accordingly to make sure that we keep them at that neutral alignment.
Okay, excellent. Now let's get back into, and before we go further, let me get the number out there for people that want to call in. It's 289-1860. That's 289-1860 in Hillsborough County. Outside of Hillsborough County, it's toll-free 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And once again, Hillsborough County, 289 1860. Okay, so if a person is interested in a custom orthotic, you mentioned you make a cast of it. So right there in your store, they'll sit down and there's a place where you can put their foot into a cast. Would you just describe how long it takes to do that and just the process of doing that?
Mm-hmm. There are three types of casting procedures we can do. Number one, we can do a scan, where we scan the foot. Actually, have the patient stand up on top of a scan on a mat, and they can determine the hot spots of where the foot orthosis needs to address. Number two, if it's a mild deformity or issue, we can go ahead and put them in what's called a crush box, where you basically put the weight of your foot down into it, and it'll form an impression around your foot, and mm-hmm. then we go ahead and pour that up with plaster, and then we take it back to our lab and start sculpting it with our hands and addressing the issues. And then the third one is actually taking an actual cast of the entire foot and aligning the foot as we're casting intrinsically and making sure we're keeping them in that neutral alignment. But the nice thing is everything is done in our lab, so we can really address the issues with our hands. And then once we're fitting them, we can make any necessary adjustments that are necessary.
Excellent. How long does it take this process of evaluating with the impression box or the casting?
I would say with a good evaluation and the casting, probably 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. We're going to take a break now, and on the line is Ramesh, and Ramesh will be right back with you when we come back from the break. Today we're tackling Orthotics Will Change Your Life with Greg Bauer, West Coast Brace and Limb. Be right back.
For wholesale prices and quick turnaround, Bay Area businesses turn to ADCO Printing.
Hello, my name is Joe Gazzo. I'm president of Buddy's Home Furnishings. ADCO Printing has been an integral part of Buddy's Home Furnishings, not only through the quality, but the speed. Always the best price in town. They take care of Buddy's Home Furnishings. You need to call John Disbrow at ADCO Printing. He's been the best for us, and I know he'll do the same for you.
Wholesale prices and quick turnaround. Visit ADCOPrinting.com. ADCOPrinting.com.
Unhappy with your child's school? Looking for a more effective option? Get the small classroom atmosphere without the private school price at Imagine Schools in St. Petersburg. A public charter, K-7, and tuition-free. Imagine Schools is open to any student eligible to attend Pinellas County Schools, giving your child the preparation for a better future. Enrollment is filling fast, so call now, 727-821-7100. That's 727-821-7100. Online at ImagineSchoolsSt.Petersburg.com.
This radio healthcare program is being brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, visit FocusOnFemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida, 33679-2702. Thank you.
Your host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. He has written a best-selling, award-winning book, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome, published by Yale University Press.
Dr. Maskin manages dry eye disorders using, when needed, innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has successfully managed difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board-certified, fellowship-trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He has been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2010. And as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America, we hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please visit drmaskin.com. And if you have not found relief for your painful red, dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860. And everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back, Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Today we're tackling orthotics, and orthotics will change your life with guest expert Greg Bauer of West Coast Brace and Limb. And again, reminder to everybody, the Saturday, March 12th is the date of the 6th annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium at the Tampa Convention Center. Please go online, focusonfemales.com, and register for yourself so you can attend the seminars you want to hear. It's all free. We have seminars, we have fitness classes, we have chair massages, and we have healthcare screenings. Back to orthotics, and on the line is Ramesh. And this is a short segment. We've got about 4 minutes to go before a hard break. So, Ramesh, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you very much. I wanted to ask you about my foot issue.
Okay.
I am a 67-year-old person. Okay. In good health and everything. Recently, I started to take some dance lessons.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And whenever now that happens to have some effect on my feet and my bottom part, and I'm not sure I can describe it right, in where the arch places, I develop pains in both feet.
Okay.
Because of the dancing. And so I don't know whether I can use some orthotic for that, because I think my feet are getting low on arch support.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that something that, or does it go away by practicing and all that?
I have a couple questions, Ramesh.
Sure.
How long ago did you start dancing?
About 2 or 3 months ago, and it started to pain right away.
Had you previously been active on your feet?
I'm active on the feet, but not the type of things that I do on dance floor.
And how many hours a week do you practice your dancing?
Well, it was for a while. Right now I'm taking a little break, but it was about 4 hours a week or something like
four
that.
4 hours a week. That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so practice one day, mm-hmm. and go to class the other and whatnot. So 4 or 5 hours a week kind of thing.
And did you say that it was affecting your calves and knee as well, or just the feet?
No, just the bottom part of my feet, or by the heel, and you know where the arch thing
heel.
Is.
And the arch.
And the arch and on both feet. So.
Okay. What do you think, Greg?
Well, number one, I mean, obviously it sounds like a perfect candidate to at least get evaluated. I definitely see a podiatrist, and they can determine what your diagnosis might be. But number two, what kind of footwear are you wearing right now when you are dancing?
I just my foot. I've been always wearing a rubber-soled wide shoes, because I've got a bunion problem on my left foot. So I wear wider shoes and with a very soft bottom, the sole, and that's the kind of shoes I've been using it, and that's when I for regular day-to-day use, and I'm not changing anything for the purpose of the dancing.
Mm.
Well, it's good. I think you said a Vibram sole. That's a very good sole to have. I mean, that's a very cushioning sole. That's number one. And if that's not doing the trick,
I wear the Rockford rubber sole shoes, yeah. And it's seems to be. I've been using that for a long time because I love it. It's much more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a very good shoe, and obviously you're probably putting on a little bit more stresses with your dancing, and it's not uncommon that once you start doing something new that you're going to need to, you're going to put more stresses on your foot, so I would definitely check with your physician and see if they would write you a prescription.
Is there any kind of maybe exercise or something, or stretching or something I can do to not just do it just at the time and...
That's a good question. It's stretching out basically your calves as well as your feet, and it's tough to describe it over the radio here. But basically, what you would do is put one foot behind the other, lean against the wall, and kind of try to push your heel down onto the ground, and that will help stretch out that
the calf stretches.
Yeah, exactly.
How about
I know what you're talking about.
How about, Greg, how about, do you think there's any element of plantar fasciitis in this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what you're describing when you're describing it as on the plantar surface of your foot and it's mostly in your heel, I mean, it could be plantar fasciitis or it could be a bone spur. And I would definitely, if you don't want to go to a doctor right away, you can start off with the store-bought ones and see if that rectifies the problem. But if it doesn't, I would probably go to the next step.
Something that I've used, I have a little plantar fasciitis, it's pretty common, is just stretch using over a tennis ball, right?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Putting your sole of your foot on a tennis ball and kind of just walking back and forth.
You roll it?
Rolling the ball with the sole of your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching the bottom of your foot. And listen, we've got a hard break. Feel free to stay on, Ramesh. We can talk some more about this.
I think I'm fine.
Okay.
I kind of got your feel for it, and I'll follow up on some of the ideas.
All right. Great.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in. Have a great day. Okay, we'll be back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. We're on orthotics today, 289-1860, 289-1860 in Hillsborough County. Be right back.
Focus on
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A surgeon at the University Medical Center in Tucson, Arizona, says Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is able to communicate. Dr. Michael Lamel says that Giffords responded to doctor's commands. She took a gunshot to the head and had surgeons working for 2 hours to reduce pressure swelling on her brain. She was shot by a gunman yesterday meeting constituents at a supermarket. 6 other people were killed and 14 in all were injured. The motives behind the gunman's attack remain unknown, although he is in custody, a 22-year-old man. There are reports of a plane crash in Iran today. The semi-official Fars news agency says 105 passengers and crew were on board the plane. And there's rioting today in central Nigerian cities. Jos plagued by violence between Christians and Muslims. Witnesses have heard repeated gunshots and seen smoke. This is SRN News.
The freshman class of Congress is now in place.
This group has shown a willingness to challenge their leadership whenever they disagree.
What will be the first item on the agenda?
We need to repeal Obamacare.
Make government smaller.
And will the new Congress be able to get anything past the president's veto pen?
We'll find a partner if he'll come our way when it comes to creating jobs and controlling spending.
Now, more than ever, we're watching for more compromise in Washington. Talk Radio 860, WGUL.
The holidays are over, and now it's time to take off those extra pounds. 813-269-SLIM is having a new year and slimmer you sale. Just call Medical Weight Loss in Tampa and Wesley Chapel at 813-269-SLIM. Supervised by doctors, their medical weight loss program uses a combination of pharmaceutical appetite suppressants, fat-burning injections, and more to help you get incredibly fast results. They commonly see losses of 7 to 10 pounds in just the first week. If you want to drop those holiday pounds, call 813-269-SLIM today and ask about getting a free week. That's 813-269-SLIM.
Focus. Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Today we're discussing orthotics and how orthotics will change your life with Greg Bauer, who is a licensed prosthetist and orthotist at the West Coast Brace and Limb. And before we return to orthotics, again, a reminder, March the 12th, Saturday, March the 12th at the Tampa Convention Center, the 6th Annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium. It's all free. It includes seminars, over 15 seminars of different medical topics, including heart disease, colon cancer, migraine, headaches, breast cancer, depression in women, nutrition and cancer prevention. It includes bladder incontinence, includes skin cancer, and many other topics. In addition to the seminars, we will also have fitness classes and wellness chair massages and healthcare screenings. And during our midday program, we will have Eric Seidel, who is a former consumer lawyer for Fox TV, talking about raising special needs kids from a personal perspective. Also, we will have a panel discussion headlined by our keynote speaker, who is the president of the Florida Medical Association, that's Dr. Madeline Butler, as well as members of the governor's healthcare transition team with us during that panel discussion, which will be on the future of healthcare, a topic that everyone's concerned about, wants to know more about. And, these experts, these leaders will be there for you to ask questions. Okay, back to today's topic, which is orthotics. And on the line is Pam. Pam, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about when you first, you know, the nature of your problem and how long you've been dealing with it and the steps you went through to try and get control of it.
In 96, when I was 46, I had a major stroke, and it affected my entire left side.
Okay.
Since that point, I've been in PT, OT, all kinds of bracings, which I've done with Greg at West Coast Brace.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the device that I use is called a BioNess unit, and it's probably the most exciting of all of the bracing things that I have used.
Beautiful. Now, tell us that. I understand the stroke on your left side back in 96. Could you describe the deficits, the difficulty that stroke left you with?
Well, because I was so young when I had the stroke, when they got me to the emergency room, instead of looking for a stroke, they were looking for a tumor, a brain tumor, because apparently a brain tumor in certain areas will mimic the same symptoms as
right.
a stroke.
Right.
And so by the time that I got in and they figured out that it actually was a stroke, I got in right under the wire of actually just surviving. And so the damage at that point to my left side was pretty severe. I couldn't even lift my head up.
Wow.
So I've come from pretty much nothing on the left side to being leading a pretty vibrant life and driving. And
wow, tremendous.
My youngest child was only 10 at the time, so I think that kind of gave me the motivation to keep going because, you know, moms just don't stop.
No, they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone relies upon you guys. So tell us about your initial, you mentioned before that you started off with, you've been embracing for a long time. And Greg, you know, join us in here. You mentioned that she began in a plastic orthotic.
Well,
you remember?
Hi, Pamela. How you doing?
Hi, Greg. Just fine.
Good. She's been through the gamut. And, boy, she started off with a metal and leather brace with a strap to control the ankle from, walking on the lateral portion of her foot. She went to plastic, and just nothing really seemed to just fit comfortably and really do what we were looking to do. Would you agree, Pamela?
I would agree.
Yeah. So then recently, I'd say it's probably the last year to 2 years, we introduced her to this new technology, which is frequent electronic stimulation. And the unit that she utilizes is called the BioNess unit. And if you can picture it, there's a cup that goes around. Well, first of all, what causes foot drop, or CVAs cause foot drop is
strokes,
one of the strokes. Mm-hmm. And it affects the perineal nerve, and when the perineal nerve is affected, it causes this foot drop where the foot basically is in plantar flexion, where basically the toes are pointing down when they're walking,
makes it obviously impossible to really you have to lift up your whole leg at the hip.
You're hip hiking, and you're being careful that you don't drag your toe and trip mm-hmm. and fall. So
let me ask a question if I can. Yeah. Is the sensation your foot also affected or just the motor skills, Pam?
I would say both have been. Mm-hmm. I've had very great success with it.
Okay.
So the way it works right now is that she's got a heel sensor in the bottom of her shoe, on just right under her heel, that these electrodes that are contacting her peroneal nerve, they communicate with one another that whenever the foot is off the ground, the heel sensor sends a message to the unit that, okay, we need to send this stimulation so we can cause the foot to dorsiflex and bring the toes up.
That's amazing.
And then as soon as she puts her foot back down onto the ground, the signal stops. So basically she's now walking with a pretty anatomical gait without any brace inside of her shoe.
Wow.
And she's had really great success.
That's an amazing thing. Now it's called a BioNess unit, BIONESS.
BIONESS, yep.
And how long has that been available for?
It's probably been around 3 to 4 years, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very exciting technology. I mean, you've been in this field for what, since 1995 or in the mid 90s, right?
Yep.
Is that correct? But your family has been in the business since the early 80s, right?
Well, early 70s actually. Okay. Grandfather and father started this back in the early 70s here in Tampa. And as far as orthotic technology, you know, in the last 5 to 10 years, we really went to a new level. It used to just be materials where we were advancing in from the metals now to the carbon graphites, and now with this technology of microprocessors, it's really enabling people to really go leaps and bounds.
Well, what's interesting is that it's actually imposing some physiological functioning to the orthotic, meaning that rather than just bracing it, providing a brace, it's actually incorporating a stimulation of a nerve to alter the positioning of the foot and so forth. So now it's almost like you're providing some kind of a gait mechanism for the patient.
Right. With this unit, we're basically tricking the brain. I do want to say that the BioNess unit and this type of technology works for upper motor neuron injuries, which is basically a result from CVAs,
strokes,
MS,
multiple sclerosis.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The lower motor neuron injuries, it's not working. That's for spinal stenosis, which is the narrowing of the spinal column, which impinges on the nerves to cause a drop foot, trauma, lacerations, things like that.
So the nerve that leads to the muscle has to be functional, but the nerve, this is effective when the nerve. All right, let's a little bit of anatomy. So there's a nerve that runs from the central nervous system, which is brain and spinal cord, to the what you call a lower motor neuron. That lower motor neuron goes to the muscle. So if the lower motor neuron goes to the muscle is intact and functional,
mm-hmm.
and what's missing is the signal from the brain or spinal cord to the lower motor neuron, then that's where this becomes effective.
Correct.
If the lower motor neuron that leads to the muscle is not functioning, then this does not help that scenario.
Correct. It just the message doesn't connect.
Right. Well, it's very exciting. I mean, I imagine there's a significant number of people that could benefit from this technology.
Absolutely.
Well, I would just like to add also that what has happened in my experience, and I know that each person will have a little different experience, is that I've gotten to the point now. I started using it in June of 2009, and after the first year, I was able to go every other day using it, and now I'm about every 3 days using it. And somehow the patterning, whether it be in my brain or how it all works, I don't know, but I'm able to go longer and longer times without using it and not have the toe drop.
And how do you explain that, other than is your doctor, your neurologist feel you've had some retraining of those dead neurons, those dead nerves?
He feels that it's actually retraining of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strengthening of the muscles at the same time. So mm-hmm. it does those two things, because as it works on the nerve, it also helps to strengthen muscles
sure.
that haven't been used for a while.
Yeah. Very exciting. It almost gets in the realm of the spinal cord injury patient and restoring functionality to that patient, which I know is a very hot area. A lot of exciting work done there, too. Very good. Well, this is so you've gone down to now to every third day you use this technology.
That is correct.
Wow. And what's the hope for the future? I mean, is there a hope that at some point you may be able to find a home for in a closet somewhere? Or?
I tell you, through this whole experience, the one thing that you have to have is hope. And you just never give up. So I never know what that answer will be. And that certainly definitely would be my goal.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. How's your daughter doing?
It's my son, and he's now a grad student at Georgia State.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. Any questions for Greg? I know you've worked closely with Greg and West Coast Grace and Lim over the years. There's an opportunity now if there's any questions that you have at the moment.
I don't have any for him, but he might have some for me.
No, she's doing great.
All right. That's excellent. Very good. And that's important. Again, the knowledge of this gets out there. As Greg mentioned, it's only been available for about 3 years. I, for one, have not heard about it, but again, it's very exciting technology, and it's something that everybody should know about because is it safe to say that it's changed your life, Pam?
It definitely has. It's made my life a lot easier.
Okay.
Just from the physical standpoint.
Right. Give us a couple examples before we part about how it's made your life easier.
I don't get as fatigued because my body's not working as hard to when you're in a regular orthotic, you're almost using the whole side of your body to move because you do have hip hike, and you do have to use your hip to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it just requires a lot of your body. And with this device, it becomes so natural after a while, I even forget I have it on.
Wow. Outstanding.
And it's just made life a lot easier and a lot more comfortable also.
So no matter what you're doing, shopping?
Correct. I wear it about 8 hours a day.
What, and do you have a career? Do you work?
I do not, no.
Okay. But it certainly would help, you know, in that realm too.
Correct.
I mean, even walking on uneven terrain, like through the grass, I mean, that was an issue before, and now she's able to do that. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. It's helped a lot with balance, definitely.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing your story with our listeners and with us here, and we wish you the best in the future, and hopefully you'll save a little space in the closet for this when you're done with it.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that's a really neat story. Thanks, Greg, for sharing that with us. Let's go back to some basic questions on orthotics. What would you say, Greg, the most typical diagnosis that you treat with orthotics would be?
Well, we obviously treat from the head all the way down to the toe. So there's a number of different diagnoses that we see. The ones that we pride ourselves on are the ones that require the custom orthotics, the mm-hmm. custom fabrication of them. Those are just like Pam,
stroke
mm-hmm. patients, mm-hmm. the CP, the cerebral palsy. We've got post polio is a big one, fractures to the back, to the legs, sports related injuries, scoliosis. But it is funny that our number one selling brace, and I'm not bragging about this, mm-hmm. but we also do soft goods off the shelf, and a very common brace mm-hmm. is for carpal tunnel.
Okay.
And it's a basic wrist splint that for those moms that are carrying their infants all day, or those mm-hmm. that are sitting at a typewriter all day, or those that sleep with their hands flexed under their pillow, they'll wake up with this tingling mm-hmm. sensation, and that's a very common brace. It's not something we really brag about, but mm-hmm. we're into the custom things. But mm-hmm. That's probably one of the more typical diagnoses that we see.
Well, tell us about the wrist splint. So a patient with carpal tunnel syndrome, they have tingling in their fingers. How does the wrist splint help? How often do they wear it?
Well, the carpal tunnel is affecting the median nerve. There's inflammation of the median nerve, so it's impinging there. So basically what the carpal tunnel splint does is it keeps the wrist in a neutral position to prevent that nerve from being impinged anymore and flexing of the wrist.
Okay. And how frequently do they wear the splint?
Oh, they'll wear it all day. If it only is happening at night when they're sleeping, then they'll just wear it at night. If they're typing, they should wear it or get a more ergonomic typewriter. But hopefully this is going to take care of the issue before the next step is cortisone shots or even surgery.
Release surgery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on the line is Marilyn. Marilyn, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Greg.
Marilyn, tell us a little bit about your orthotic need, when it began, and why there's a need for it, and how it's helped you over the years.
Okay, well, I had polio long, long time ago, okay. In the 50s. And I, at that point, had some involvement in mostly my left leg and had gone without braces or crutches up until about maybe 12 years ago, okay. And started to experience some really weak areas in the left leg. And first I went into a knee brace. Greg, you're going to have to explain that. I call it hyperextension.
Yeah, it's a recurvatum of the knee where it hyperextends more than minus 20 degrees. So picture a flamingo's leg is what
okay.
it looks like.
Okay. Thank you. But anyway, so that started to happen, and then it's gotten worse and worse. Well,
okay.
It got to the point that I went from a knee brace graduated into a full leg brace, which is a KFO, right, Greg?
That's correct.
And it's now that's what I have, and if I didn't have the brace, I wouldn't be able to walk anymore.
Right.
It's the knee has gotten there's just hardly any muscle left at all in the leg, and it's very, very. I've had several different braces over the last 12 years, and it's really an art. Which thanks to Greg, we finally found the right brace that's going to work really well for me. But
it begins just above the knee, or
no? It goes from the top of my leg, and foot. It's in. It goes up from the bottom of my foot like a sole for a shoe, and then up to the top of my leg.
So just about where the hip is.
Yeah, it's basically paralysis of from the hip down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me interrupt here for a minute. We have another break coming. So Marilyn, if you can stick with us,
sure.
We'll be back in another minute or so and learn more about. How well you've done. It sounds like there's a good story here, and things are significantly improved with this full leg brace. We want to hear more about it.
Sure.
We'll be right back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Who are the 50 most dangerous liberals in America? Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. Even though Republicans control the House of Representatives, the left wing is still capable of doing enormous damage. This month's Town Hall magazine lists the 50 most dangerous liberals in America and how their left wing agenda continues to threaten our freedom. It's the kind of fresh, intelligent reporting you need every month that you can only get it in Town Hall magazine. Log on to townhallmagazine.com today for a very special subscription offer. That's townhallmagazine.com.
Attention, Tampa. Your neighbors are talking about it. Your coworkers are talking about it. Even your broker is talking about it.
Hey, Phil, I'm a big fan of yours. Great teacher.
Phil, thank you very much. I personally want to thank you for saving me a fortune at the end of 05.
Never miss your show, and if the house is on fire, I don't leave till the show is over.
You've been really great for me. I've been with you for about 5 years, and I've just moved to a new level of trading.
Find out what everybody's talking about. Join Phil Grandy and Phil's Gang. 3-4 on Tampa's Talk Radio 860 WGUL. And at philsgang.com.
This radio healthcare program is being brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, visit focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida, 33679-2702. Thank you.
Host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. He has written a best-selling, award-winning book, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome, published by Yale University Press. Dr. Maskin manages dry eye disorders using, when needed, innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has successfully managed difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board-certified, fellowship-trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He has been selected a Best Doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2010. And as an America's Top Ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America, we hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please visit drmaskin.com. And if you have not found relief for your painful red, dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. We've been talking about orthotics today and seeing how orthotics has changed people's lives. We just discussed with Pam how a new unit called the Bioness unit has made her life significantly better. And now we're talking with Marilyn, who has had polio in the 50s, which has left her left leg very weak and made it difficult for her to walk. But she's in now what's called a KAFO, a knee, ankle, foot orthotic, which is making it much more tolerable. Is that accurate, Marilyn?
That sure is. I lead a very active lifestyle. I still ride a horse.
Wow.
Right this weekend, I've had like 4 of my grandchildren here, ages 4, 6, 8, and 10. So I have to have something that I, you know, mm-hmm. that gives me the stability and the, you know, the stamina and stuff. And I couldn't do it without a brace. I mean, there's just so much of my life that would be, you know, wouldn't be a part of my life
right.
anymore. So many things because I couldn't do it without the brace.
Well, we're talking, Greg and I were talking on break, and he brought up the concept, I think it's an important one, of the what goes into proper evaluation and management of a case like yours, which is ongoing. It's a lengthy relationship because
right.
as the patient ages, then of course the muscles change. They may get weaker in time. Of course, you had polio, and that will change, for example, the nature and the specs of the brace that is employed by Greg, and then the technology. And Greg, if you take over here, the technology also changes with time,
right.
and to maximize the benefit for the patient, you know, lighter and yet stronger technologies, like you had mentioned, you're going to work with Marilyn on that.
Right. The first brace that we probably introduced to Marilyn was, you know, the metal and leather that she was first introduced to, and then plastics, and now we're getting into carbon graphites, which makes it much lighter weight, probably a half the weight of her first orthosis that she had worn. So this is great, especially for Marilyn, that, you know, lightweight is critical. We're all about energy expenditure, making sure that that's always improved. And with this carbon graphite and the lightweight joints that we're able to incorporate onto the brace, hopefully in the end, she hardly notices that it's there and that it's just giving her that stability.
And it has you mentioned the joints in it. So the brace has a knee joint in it and an ankle joint?
It has a knee
right.
joint and an ankle joint, right. The knee joint... because it's an offset knee joint for her, because she has so much Rieger-Vodeman hyperextension, that we can build it in. We build it into the joint so she can still walk with a free knee. And then at her ankle, we always want to incorporate as much motion as possible to the ankle as well. So we make sure she has full dorsiflexion of her ankle, so when she's walking, it's a smoother gait.
Mm-hmm. And what's really important, too, is to have somebody that is really in tune with the technology today, because when I first started in a brace, the place I went they just really didn't help that much, and you know, the material was not right, and you know, it just wasn't really helping me.
I hate to interrupt, but we only have 30 seconds.
Okay.
So first off, I want to thank you very much for sharing your story. Greg, take home message, 20 seconds.
Take home message. You know what we do every day is it's about restoring bodies and rebuilding lives. So we've been around now since the 70s, like we said earlier, and it's amazing how many people we've been in contact with over the years, whether it be your parents, your siblings, whoever it might be.
Okay.
And we want to continue that tradition and make sure if there's anything going on, you know, that you want to be further evaluated on, we can do free evaluations and just talk to your doctor.
And that's West Coast Brace and Limb, and orthotics will change your life. Next week, we're doing meibomian gland dysfunction. The following week, pediatric emergency room, how to stay healthy and avoid it. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to get more out of reading the Bible? Well, now you can. Introducing the New Testament Recovery Version, with thousands of footnotes that stress the revelation of the truth verse by verse. You'll study more, learn more, experience more, and enjoy reading the Bible more. Bibles for America would like to give you a free New Testament Recovery Version. Call us today toll-free at 800-919-6402 or visit online at bfa.com.
Your choice for intelligent talk. Talk Radio 860 WGUL, Dunedin, Tampa Bay, a service of Salem.